This is Akashvani, the news read by Aditi Lumba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated, laid the foundation and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 58,000 crore rupees in Amravati, the greenfield capital city of Andhra Pradesh. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said, these projects form a strong foundation for Andhra Pradesh aspirations and Viksit Bharat's hopes.
Ek naya Amravati, ek naya Andhra. Amravati wo dharti hai, jahan parampara aur pragati dono saath chalte hain. Jahan bauddha virasat ki shanti bhi hai aur Viksit Bharat ke nirmaan ki urja bhi hai. आज यहाँ करीब 60,000 करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास और लोकार्पण किया गया है. ये प्रोजेक्ट सिर्फ कंक्रीट का निर्माण नहीं है, ये आंध्र प्रदेश के आकांक्षाओं की, विकसित भारत की उम्मीदों की मजबूत नींव भी है.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi dedicated to the nation the Vizhinjam International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport, which is the country's first semi-automated port. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said it is a significant step towards in the development of India's maritime infrastructure. He said the Vizhinjam port is a great model of new age development and will bring great economic stability and benefits to the country and to Kerala. India and Denmark have signed and renewed a memorandum of understanding to strengthen energy cooperation. The MOU will support India's ambitious target of achieving net zero emissions by 2070. It aims to foster knowledge, exchange and technological collaboration between the two countries, particularly in the area of clean and sustainable energy solutions. Power, Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal said that the renewed energy cooperation expresses the mutual commitment of India and Denmark to foster sustainable development. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today held a meeting with a Japanese parliamentary delegation led by the Speaker of the House of Representatives of Japan, Nukaga Fukushiro, in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Birla emphasized on a collective and resolute response to effectively combat terrorism and uphold the values that define democratic societies. Mr. Fukushiro strongly condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and reaffirmed Japan's steadfast support for India's fight against terrorism. The WAVES declaration was adopted today during the Global Media Dialogue in Mumbai, and the member nations agreed to prevent the spread of misinformation and promote media integrity, fact-based journalism and responsible advertising. They also agreed to support content that respects human rights and cultural sensitivities while fostering cross-border collaborations to deepen shared understanding. India Today hosted the first Global Media Dialogue, GMD, as a part of the World Audio Visual Entertainment Summit in Mumbai. The summit saw participating of delegates from 77 countries that culminated in the adoption of the WAVES declaration by the member nations. President Draupadi Murmu has said that senior citizens are an important part of the family and they act as an emotional pillar for the family. Addressing an event, Aging with Dignity at Rashtrapati Bhavan today, the President said, advice of senior citizens is important for the guidance of society. The President expressed happiness that Government of India has taken several steps to improve the safety, health and quality of life of senior citizens. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, searched the multiple premises linked with gangster Harpreet Singh, alias Happy Passion, across Punjab yesterday. Harpreet Singh is connected with Khalistani terrorist Harvinder Singh, alias Rinda. During the search operation, NIA seized several incriminating materials, including mobile phones, digital devices and documents. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans have set a target of 225 runs against Sunrisers Hyderabad at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tonight. Earlier put into bat, Gujarat Titans posted 224 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 144 for 4 in 15.5 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.